We have a two-measure intro where the orchestra plays. Then we come in on the third beat of that second measure of 3/4 time. The first phrase we have sounds like this. This is the D 2 above middle C with our second finger, followed by the E above that with our third, and then we come back to the C right below that with our first, which should be the C above middle C. With it, the left hand will play middle C with its fifth. Then left hand, play the G above the C you just played with your first, and then the F right below that with your second. Now I'm keeping that middle C down with my fifth finger while I do that. After that, right hand, we will play the D 2 above middle C again with our second finger, followed by the E above that with our third, and then the G above that with our fifth. With this, the left hand will play middle C again with its fifth. Then left hand, while keeping that C down, play the G above middle C with your first, and then I want you to play the D right above middle C with your second. And that is the first phrase that's about two measures long. Let's take a look at the next phrase. The next phrase that picks up in this first section, which we will call Section A, starts on the third beat of the second measure, and it sounds like this. So we have that D 2 above middle C, again with our second finger, followed by the E above that with our third, come back to the C right below that with our first finger, while the left hand plays middle C with its fifth again. Then left hand, while keeping the middle C down, play the G above middle C with your first, then the F below that with our second. Then right hand, I want you to cross over your first finger to the left to play the B flat above middle C with your third, followed by the C above that with your fourth, and then the G below that, which should be the G above middle C with your first, while the left hand plays middle C with its second, so it will have to move. Those hit together. At this point, I want you to hold down the sustain pedal. Then left hand play the G below middle C with your fifth. Then we go into the next phrase that begins on this third beat of measure 4. Let's take a look at it. Now we're up to the third phrase in this A section. It begins on the third beat of the fourth measure, and it will pick up measures 5 and most of measure 6, and it sounds like this. So this is very similar. We have that D 2 above middle C with our second, followed by the E above it, back down to the C right below that while the left hand plays middle C. At this point, I want to pick up the sustain pedal. I'm going to let the left hand do all the work for us as far as keeping that note down. So we have the left hand playing middle C, right hand playing C above middle C. These hit together. Then left hand play the G above the C you just played, followed by the F below that. Then right hand, I want you to play the D 2 above middle C with our first finger, followed by the E above that with our second, and then the G above that with our fourth, while the left hand plays middle C. Then left hand, while keeping middle C down, play the G above the C you just played with your first, and then the D below that with your fourth. Then the fourth phrase of this A section, which starts at the end of measure 6, takes up 7, and most of 8, sounds like this. Right hand, this is the A 2 above middle C with our fifth finger, followed by the G below that with our fourth, then the E below that with our second, while left hand plays middle C with its fifth. Then left hand, while keeping middle C down, play the G above middle C with your first, then the F below that with our second. Then right hand, play the D below the E you just played with your first. Cross over it to play the C right below it with your second. Then come back to the D with your first, while the left hand plays middle C with its second. Then pedal goes down. Left hand, play the G below middle C you just played with your fifth. And that's the first half of Section A.